Reynaldo Hernandez is R-E-I-N-A-L-D-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, date of birth is 7-15-1960. This is for data service, 12-22-2022. Mr. Hernandez is a 62-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 1 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 5 years old in 1965. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And his diabetes is complicated by diabetic peripheral neuropathy. He also has coronary artery disease that is post-quadruple bypass surgery about 9 to 10 years ago. For his diabetes, he is on a Medtronic insulin pump, the G70 pump, using Novolog insulin. He also takes metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day. However, he has not been taking this lately. He also wears a Dexcom CGM sensor, and we downloaded his sensor. And his average blood glucose is 200 milligrams per deciliter. The patient states that he eats small portions. His basal rates were reviewed in his pump, and he states that he knows how to self-manage the insulin pump. He generally boluses about 25 to 30 units with each meal and does not necessarily count his carbohydrates. Plan number one for his type 1 diabetes. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8%. At this point, we reviewed his insulin pump settings and also interpreted the CGM Dexcom results. And as a result of the interpretation, we will adjust his basal rates of his insulin pump, which is the Medtronic 670G pump, to midnight 1.15 units an hour, 2 a.m. 1.05 an hour, or units an hour, 7 a.m. 1.8 units an hour, and noon 1.55 units an hour, for a total basal dose of 35.15 units of basal insulin per day. The insulin pump is set to give him 1 unit for every 4.5 grams of carbohydrates with meals, and I'm going to recommend the correction of 1 unit for every 25 milligrams per deciliter, glucose greater than 150. Next summer, we will plan on rechecking his hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to his return. Next summer, we also downloaded his Dexcom G6 Clarity. The patient checks his blood glucose at least 4 times per day. He makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Next summer, we downloaded his Dexcom CGM, and the average blood glucose was 200 milligrams per deciliter. He is in range about 43% of the time and has very rare episodes of hypoglycemia that are noted on the CGM report. Next summer, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer, for his hyperlipidemia, we will check a lipid panel. Next summer, for his coronary artery disease, the patient will be followed by his cardiologist. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.